And then.
What's up, everybody? This is Taryn the Hype Podcast with TarynTheHype.com. My name is Taryn Schliebe, and you can follow us on Twitter at Taryn the Hype. And you can also follow me at Augie272, AUGIE272. I'm joined by my partner in crime, Matt Marquez.
Hey, what is up, everybody?
You get more motivated every single time you say something.
Well, it's more fun to say more words than just choo-choo-choo-choo.
Choo-choo-choo-choo. And you can also follow Matt at.
At KrillinFlip337 on Twitter. That's Krillin with a C.
Chip.
Yeah.
All right. Now we are also joined again by our special guest, Tran. He's becoming a regular on the show.
I was going to say, when does he stop becoming a special guest and
just
I think
this is
become.
Going to be it three times. And
I feel so privileged to have become an official cast member. Thank you, guys.
Well, Tran, tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your dating life like? I'm just kidding.
I'm married.
Where can we find you on Twitter?
At Overhand Rider.
All right, guys. Well, this is actually one of our specialer podcasts because specialer is a word, first off.
For this podcast, it is.
Secondly, the Super Bowl is going to be coming up this Sunday. We're going to be talking about the Super Bowl a lot, different things about it, like knickknacks, traditions, who you think is going to win, predictions, all that good old funnel jazz. If you haven't checked out already, please go to the website, TaryntheHype.com, and you'll be able to make your own predictions, see who you think is going to win, if you even care, if you don't want either team to win because your team lost, whatever you want. We have a page for it. Got some nice YouTube videos, and I'll keep adding content to make it more fun for everyone coming this Super Bowl Sunday. The Super Bowl will be held, just so you know, for basic facts, on Sunday, February 2nd of this year, 2014, at 4:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on Fox. It's going to be held at MetLife Stadium, East Rutherford, New Jersey. Be playing between Seattle Seahawks and the Denver Broncos.
Should be fun.
That all seems very correct.
Sure.
Yes, that sounds right.
So I think you guys already answered some of the questions for some of the audiences that you guys don't watch that much football, right?
I watch everything for the Cardinals and not a whole lot. Well, I keep track of everything else, though.
Yeah, no, I don't follow much football at all or sports in general.
Have
I
you
used
ever
to.
Been, like
but,
a fantasy or anything?
I did once and picked a team and did all that and then didn't follow it after like the second week.
All right. Well, this is going to be fun. Then we might have a little bit of an unhyped viewpoint opposed to a hype viewpoint. I don't watch a lot of football, but I mean, I did play. I play close attention. I pay close attention to the stats, like when I'm either working at McKyle's and watching the games there, or this is my second year having the fantasy football, and I followed it pretty well. Coming fourth one year and sixth another year out of 12. So
not bad.
Yeah. So I know a little bit more about it than you guys, I guess.
Yeah. I would always be excited for the Super Bowl or like watch some of the playoff games and see just how badly the Cardinals could mess it up.
Oh, and that's one of the things.
In love.
That's
I love the Cardinals. Just
see, I don't like the Cardinals.
It's very sad watching them fail so many times.
Well, let's go ahead and start off this way. The Cardinals, is that your favorite team?
I mean, they're home team, so I enjoy rooting for them, and I want them to win and succeed because, you know, Arizona pride and all that. But if I'm playing like Madden or a football game, I usually go with Green Bay.
Really?
Yeah. Just I've done it since like a really long time ago.
I think that counts as saying you're a fan of Green Bay since you always choose them in a game.
Yeah.
Tran?
I'm a Cardinals fan.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. We had a really good year.
Yeah, you guys, Cardinals go up and down. They have their years. I mean, Fitzgerald's amazing. You guys have a lot of good characters from players, but I don't know about of course, you're going to hear me say characters because I'm always referencing games, but don't worry, guys. I know they're players.
Those
they're real
characters.
People.
Madden was based off of reality? What are you talking about?
First Madden came out in 1989. But anyway, my favorite team is the Falcons.
Why the Falcons? That's such a random team.
The Atlanta Falcons. I've watched a lot of the teams playing, and just like, I don't know, every time they came on, years, it's like maybe about 7 or 8 years ago, I've just really noticed that I've always become a fan of how they play. Like, they always kind of go balls to the wall. They do a lot of passing, opposed to the, you know, mixing up, because they didn't really ever have a great runner besides, you know, Deion Sanders. But I mean, that's, he was also a receiver, but yeah. I'm just saying that I don't know, I just kind of always like their style. They do things that no other teams really try to do or attempt to do, and I just like how aggressive they are. Their morality is kind of how they play. If they have low morality, then they're not doing great. If they're in a home game, more likely they're going to win because their morality is high. So I find that very cool and just interests me. So
cool.
And, of course, I love their colors.
What's not to love? Black and red.
And white.
And white.
Red, yeah. White, black. Represent.
That's like the entirety of your closet.
Yeah, so it works out perfectly.
With the exception of what you're wearing tonight, but you know.
Yeah,
everything like else.
I haven't worn these clothes in a while, and like it's not even winter here now. It's like cold summer.
It hasn't been winter here for a really long time.
It was a nice winter last year, and I was kind of bummed about that. But I wanted to wear some winter clothing, so I put on a sweater and some sweatpants. But hey, I'm not gonna wear my jersey tonight. I'm wearing that Friday. But so back to the Super Bowl. It's gonna be this Sunday. This would be the Seahawks and
the Broncos.
Who? Just flat off the bat, who do you guys think is going to win? Or who do you think is going to win, and who do you want to win? Tran, you're going to go first.
Okay, go for it.
You went first last time.
Okay.
I like to alternate like that.
Yeah, that's fine. Keep it fair.
Yay! I think that the Seahawks have probably a better chance of winning. I'm going for the Broncos. It's a really close game, though. They're both really good. They're pretty evenly matched.
Why do you want the Broncos to win?
I'd like to see Peyton Manning win another Super Bowl. It's just kind of weird that his brother has two and has like half the talent that Peyton Manning does, and he's only got one. So, plus he's getting towards the end of his career. Not really invested in the Broncos otherwise, but
have you seen his the Book of Manning? It was an ESPN covered. Like, think about his family, his father, how he played, and his father's father like wanted his son to play. Then they had three kids, and like how they all like wanted to do good, and like some of them like, you know, got injured, and some of them they both like broke records and broke his father's records, and like it's a really interesting story. It's like, you know, like 30 minutes. Just check it out. It's on YouTube. You can watch the whole thing there.
Okay,
it's pretty good.
Cool.
But Matt,
yeah, since I like know very little about either of the teams,
you know their names. That's all you
need.
Yeah,
I know their names. I know where they're from. But this is usually how I come into the Super Bowl. I'm like, it's two teams that I usually don't care that much about either way.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of pick whichever one I think I like better. And I would have to pick the Broncos in this one just because, I don't know, I know that Eli Manning is a pretty decent quarterback and respectable guy. Peyton Manning. Yeah. The other Manning.
One of the Mannings.
Eli is the other Manning.
I was going to go safe and just say the Manning. And then I was like, Manning. No, I can do this. I got this. It's Eli. It's got, oh, no, it wasn't. Okay. But that's why I don't follow them. So,
yeah.
Well, but, yeah, I mean, that's who I would be pulling for.
Yeah, he's a really good guy. He actually has some really funny interviews if you watch some of the interviews. He's a great quarterback. That's why I think that I'm kind of on both ways. Like, I think I want the Seahawks to win because they've never done anything.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of really interesting people on their team, and they've never won. They've made it before, but they've never won before. The Peyton Manning, like, he's, of course, he's going to. The reason I think the Broncos are going to win is because Peyton Manning is just knowledge of the game, like his pure experience level. He's mm-hmm. already won a Super Bowl before. I mean, he has a great team behind him. They have a great flow with each other. And he can. The Seattle Seahawks, one of their main things is defense.
Mm-hmm.
But Peyton Manning's ability to read the defense while he's giving rather height the ball, like he can call and change the play like just because he can see everything.
Yeah.
He's been known to do that. So I'm worried about how their defense is going to stack up against his knowledge of how to call the plays and adjust accordingly. So I think it's going to be a really interesting game. But I want the Seahawks to win, but I think the Broncos are going to take it.
Fair enough.
Now, going back a little bit more to the past of Super Bowl days, when I was younger, I don't know about you guys, but like when everyone watched Super Bowl and I had no idea what was going on, I was like, yeah, party time, free food, and I just didn't do anything. I just went outside and played. Sometimes we play football in the street, or I started playing games, and then I realized, oh, this is actually about football.
Yeah.
And then I started playing Madden. And so I just started playing the Madden games. I'm like, who's playing?
Always starts with the games.
I'm like, all right, so who's playing Super Bowl? My mom and dad are like, oh, these people. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go play them in the game real fast. I'll tell you who wins. And then I'd go and like skateboard or rollerblade or something like that and go outside and play. And then I started watching it. Nice. Were there any good stories that you guys had about past Super Bowls? Or you guys doing any like family traditions or anything like that on Super Bowl Sunday?
Never did any like family traditions to speak of. I know occasionally when I'd be with my dad for Super Bowl, I'd be like, all right, cool. We're all getting together, food. Yeah, we're going to have a football game. I'm not going to pay attention to it because... Mm-hmm. I didn't care at the time. As I got older and had more friends who got really excited for it, we made a big deal during like junior high and high school, getting together with a pretty solid group of us every year at our friend's house.
Yeah.
Drinking as much soda and eating as much Pepsi as we could. Yeah. The giant Pepsi tower.
Dude, I gotta find that picture. I want to put that on my website.
I have the picture. I'll send it to you. Because it is legit. That was an epic Super Bowl.
I wish I was there.
But yeah, that was always good times. I mean, even though I didn't care who was in the Super Bowl, we'd always pick a side so that half of us would be rooting for one side and mm-hmm. half of us would be for the other.
It's competition.
So yeah, I mean, it was always fun. And then we kind of grew up, went our separate ways. And then like here and there, we'd have kind of a few little parties or whatever, but it never got to that level of excitement. So like in the past couple years, I don't even think last year I even watched the Super Bowl.
Really?
So yeah.
Yeah. The some of the other teams that made it, like the 49ers made it, and maybe like also the Patriots. Honestly, if it was the 49ers and Patriots in the Super Bowl, I probably wouldn't even watch it.
How come?
I don't like either of those teams. Like they've gone so many times. True. Just like I don't care if you guys win.
It's like the Yankees being in the World Series. Okay. Now, see, if we were talking about baseball, I'd be a little more interested in.
See, we'd be actually flip reversals.
Because, we would like, totally be flipped.
I don't have a lot to say about baseball. But I like football. I like playing sports more than anything. But Tran, what about you? Do you have any family holidays or any past traditions from Super Bowls? Do you guys watch them all, or do you guys go out and do something together as a family, or what's up?
No, we've never missed the Super Bowl. That's just something that's kind of I've always grown up with, and I kind of like you guys. I didn't follow football for many, many years. Probably wasn't up until the Cardinals made it to the Super Bowl that I really started caring a lot more.
And, the year after it was here, right? well done.
But you know, now I care a lot more about the games, even if it's teams that I'm not too invested in. I usually at least have somebody that I cannot go for, like the 49ers or the Patriots.
Yeah.
But even as a kid, like I looked forward to the commercials and the movie trailers, because there's always movie trailers for like movies that don't come out for like another year. But it's just a big event. It's like a big party at my family's house. So.
That's one of the great things about the Super Bowl, I think, is that it's not just people playing a game. It's the fact that like it is actually almost a national holiday for everyone. Like everyone remembers like what their family's doing, or like how the world's like changing, like because we all get together and have fun. We'll either get our buddies together and make friendly competition, or get together with our families, and we'll always do something. That's why I'm excited about the Super Bowl, because it's always good times.
So what are your plans for this year? What do you have going on?
Well, actually, I wanted to last year or this year, but we didn't get around to it. But I want to actually have a party one of these years. Next year, I think it's supposed to be here, or the year after that, in 2015 or 16, it's supposed to be in Arizona.
You're supposed to be here next
year. Yeah. And so maybe the next year we can have a party here at my house or something. We can, you know, get everyone together and maybe just all watch it together.
Cool.
Have some friendly bets. But this year it's just me and Jordan, Christian, and Zoe. We're gonna go for a run in the morning, maybe throw the ball around a little bit, and then we're gonna come home and either make lunch or but for the Super Bowl we're gonna make nachos, because that's a Super Bowl food, as well as we're gonna go get some NYPD pizza.
Nice.
Because we did that last year. It's kind of becoming a tradition for us.
Cool.
Even though we did it 1 year, I know it's a tradition.
Yeah. That's how traditions start, 1 year at a time.
Exactly.
Kind of like a podcast.
Oh! But anyways, speaking of like placing bets with one another, is that I like making things interesting. As you guys might have noticed on the website, there are always maybe polls from now on for you guys to make your choices and see competition from what you think your perspectives are. Making bets with you guys, and me and Jordan also make bets ourselves with who's going to win. I thought it'd be fun for all of our fans listening to see what some of the bets is that we make, and you guys can make your own as well. Make it a little more fun for wherever you are, wherever you're doing. All right, let's get started. So, quick, easy.
Okay.
Quick fire.
Mm-hmm.
Go Matt Tran, then Tran Matt, blah, blah, blah. Okay?
Okie dokie.
Who do you think is going to win the coin toss?
Seattle.
Denver.
Okay. Don't make this too much fun, guys.
How much fun can the coin toss question be?
Should I write these down?
Do you think it's going to be heads, right? Or do you think it's going to be tails?
Right. The fun with these is that, like, we'll make bets, and like you can place money on them, or like we get a drinking game wherever we are, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. But who do you think is going to get the first points in the game? Like score first.
Drink. I think that Denver will score first.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. I think it'll be Denver. I think Seattle will probably start with it and end up turning it over pretty quickly, and then I think Denver will capitalize on that.
All right. Most touchdowns?
Denver, because they're going to win. So yeah, you need the most touchdowns?
Are we saying is this just is the score or?
Well, a team can have one touchdown
and win. And kick field goals.
Yeah,
and,
so, I mean, there's a lot of different ways of winning.
Or are you talking like who's going to have more completion touchdowns? Is that what you're talking about?
Just
or
touchdowns?
Just in general?
Just in general.
Okay. The winning team is going to have the most touchdowns.
And who's that going to be? I know. All right. Jackass.
All right. Ask a stupid question.
Who's going to have the most interceptions?
You know, Peyton doesn't throw that many interceptions. I think Denver's defense isn't the best, but I think that they will get more interceptions. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's actually a good bet. I would actually go with Denver doing that one. They're going to get more interceptions from the Seahawks throwing Russell Wilson.
So you're saying that
I got nothing against Russell
Seattle
Wilson.
Seattle is going to throw give more up more interceptions?
Yes.
Okay.
Russell Wilson's he's a good quarterback, but like he wasn't even meant to be like first string. He was second string at the beginning of the year. So, I mean, he's a little bit less experienced, but he's proven himself to be very good. And he's a lot younger. Seattle's definitely a more eager team to win. Like, they have the drive a little more.
Hmm. He's more physical, too. He's actually has a running game.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'll need to switch over to Seahawks. They're going to win this one.
Mm-hmm.
Just for S&Gs.
Now, who's going to have more field goals?
I feel like that.
I want to let you know beforehand.
Seattle. Yes.
Denver has one of the best kickers in the league.
I think he's going to choke. Bet.
His name's Matt, too.
If the wind is a factor, which they're saying it might be, it might not be anybody.
Now remember, it's going to be about, right now the prediction is 4 days in advance. It's supposed to be about 43 degrees.
Oh.
And it's an open stadium. These are from Denver and Seattle. So the only two marijuana states. So.
Because that has everything to do with the game.
He's smoking on the field.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Now, you were saying before we started podcasting, this could potentially be the first time that there's been snow at a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? How can that be? Right.
There's been some other games to where like this is actually a cold state Super Bowl, the first cold state Super Bowl. Like, there's been snow other Super Bowls, but they weren't cold states. They're like more like, you know, Colorado.
It was like a freak storm.
There's been other like a lot of rain. There's been mostly indoor stadiums, so they've been closed.
Right.
Or like there's been like ones where it rained the day before, and the stadium is really muddy. Like there was a great one between the 49ers. That was a really muddy game
okay.
a long time ago. But this is actually one of the first ones that could possibly have like overstormed, like where it's you can't even see the field.
That sounds like way overdue for a mega heavy snowstorm game, which would be awesome to watch.
They had some about three or four weeks ago going into the playoffs, like the playoff games to see who's going into the playoffs. There was some whiteout games where you couldn't see the field. There was about 6 inches of snow, 7 inches of snow on the field, and it was interesting.
See, that would get me excited to watch it. I would be super
pumped. Well, I mean, they were actually
considering
about
like
a week
that.
Ago when on the 10-day forecast that the stadium was already covered in snow, so they're thinking it was going to be full. They were actually considering changing Super Bowl Sunday to Saturday, Friday, or Monday.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's still a possibility, but they're saying it's like literally going to come down to Friday. Sorry. It'll literally come down to Friday is what they said.
Yeah.
Because the UFC, which of course I'm following that this weekend, but they will have to move their fight card to Sunday if the Super Bowl is on Saturday.
Hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's amazing how much it affects, but
Super Bowl Saturday doesn't have the same
it doesn't
ring,
have the
Super
same
Bowl
ring.
Monday.
It doesn't have the same ring. Now, I actually think it would be interesting if it snowed a little bit, but I don't want to see it like overbearing snow because, I mean, yeah, both these teams will have to affect with the snow, but I mean, some of them are more used to it than others,
mm-hmm.
and it's also gonna affect how the game's played. Like, the ball travels differently in the air, so it'll be less throwing or like whatever, more like.
Yeah,
I don't want it to change how the game's going to be. I want it to still be a good game, but not a running game the entire time, you know?
That's true.
So I don't want it to affect the way the game's going to be for the audience. I know it's nothing about us. It's about them, but still.
No, it's about us.
Us and the commercials.
Right, the commercials specifically.
I want to see what Taco Bell's going to do this year.
Oh, freaking Taco Bell. I went and had Taco Bell last night, and it was amazing.
So you think the best kicker in the league is going to choke?
Yes.
Okay. And you said what for the kicker?
Because it's not unprecedented from past Super Bowls.
You said which team will score more field goals, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to... Ooh, that's a close one. I could see Seattle having to kick more field goals, though.
Okay, that makes sense. Like, they might have the opportunity to kick more without getting into the touchdown. Touchdown zone.
Touchdown.
But you're right. Denver has, like...
they have a better kicker, but they might not need to go for field goals, you know, because they might be getting touchdowns. So, You never know. Mm-hmm. Questions getting good. Now, who will have the first injured player, if any at all?
Especially
first one to the concussion.
It would be great if both quarterbacks got a concussion and were removed from the game.
No, that's not good.
No, because the Seahawks don't have a second string. I'm just going to tell you that right now. They're on their second string.
Is there no one else?
If the Seahawks quarterback goes down, that's game. I'm just saying.
I will say I think Denver is going to have the first injured player.
Okay.
Because I think it'll come from the defense.
That sounds like a safe bet. That's probably what I would have chose to.
Okay. Who will be winning at halftime? You're getting good. I told you.
That's an interesting one. I think Denver's going to be up at the half, but I think it's going to be like a very small margin, like probably 3 points or possibly less.
Now, since you're bringing that up, I want to bring up that they have had the Madden simulation.
Yeah.
Which is 8-10. Okay.
Good job, guys, the DA. At least you're doing something right.
So they've had the Madden simulation going on with the Madden game of Super Bowls, who's been winning. And just so you know, the Broncos won in overtime. It was 28-28, winning overtime. Seattle lost it, and Broncos got a field goal. So 31-28, and Broncos won in the Madden. So 80% chance, you know.
80% of the time, it works every time.
So I just want to say that. Tran, what about you? You think we can trust Madden or not?
If I can trust Madden or who will be winning at halftime?
Both. Yeah,
that's two questions.
Yeah, I'm stacking.
Very who will be winning at halftime? I will say Denver. if Madden will be right, who did they say? They said Denver would win?
They said Denver.
Denver won in overtime.
I want for that to be true.
Okay. That's it. All right. Now, who will fumble first and how many fumbles? Who will have more fumbles?
Ooh. Starting with you.
That's a good question.
Let me get you some thinking music.
Should I wait or should I just
say?
No, just go ahead. I will say that.
I know the next question, so it's good.
I will say that Seattle will have more fumbles.
Who's going to fumble first? Part two of the question.
Denver?
Denver? Do we have the express written consent of the NFL?
Nope. Sorry, it's Monday football.
Because that's not the NFL. Wait a minute. Something's not right.
Stop it with the sound bites. We don't have licensing for any of that.
Nope.
Don't worry, I'm going to put this on my website or anything. Oh, shit. All right, so, Tran, what was your answer?
He said Seattle's going to have more fumbles.
More fumbles for Seattle.
Are they going to fumble first?
No, I think Denver will fumble first.
Okay.
We should have been writing all of this.
I'm going like all over on these predictions.
I want to let you know that like the Seahawks have a really good defense. Like the Denver's a really good defense too, but the Seahawks are known. They have had one of the best defenses this year. And Sherman has already had like multiple interceptions to make sure they've gotten to the playoffs. The reason they got to the Super Bowl is because of an interception P. Sherman caused. So.
P. Sherman, 42 Wallaby Way, Sydney. I watched too many kids' movies.
Is it really P. Sherman? I just put that together.
That's pretty good. Looking it up. Because this makes for good podcasting.
No, it's Richard Sherman. I'm sorry. We just watched that Finding Nemo. Sorry.
I didn't understand the question.
Yeah, Richard Sherman.
Oh.
He led the NFL in interceptions with 8 interceptions, 125 yard returns.
All right. So if I had to answer this question, because I do, because you asked me, I'm going to go with, I think Broncos going to fumble first, the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the Broncos are going to have more fumbles overall throughout the course of the game. Why? I don't know. Just because. Sounds like it'll make it more interesting and fun to watch.
Okay. All right. Last question, last but not least. The most important question of all. What color Gatorade is going to go on to the coach after winning? Because it's a tradition.
Isn't it always the same Gatorade on the field?
No.
Hmm.
They change colors almost every year.
Did not know that.
That's a fun fact.
That is a fun factoid. Pro tip.
Yeah, and there's actually been they've actually have a lot of things like people who bet on that, like officially bet on that.
Really?
And that sometimes people who have a certain type of Gatorade end up winning. So like there's so many different statistics about Super Bowl.
Hmm.
You guys will be surprised.
Interesting.
You can find on Wikipedia what colors they used in the past. But the most popular one is actually orange.
Really? I was gonna say I'm gonna go with classic green.
Lemon lime. I'll go with cool blue raspberry.
Ooh.
That's my favorite.
That one is the best. The blue is the best.
Although I must say last year I was really bummed out because that happened to the coach, but they didn't show it on TV.
Oh, so fail.
I didn't get to see what color it was.
Someone lost their job.
Yeah. You're fired. All right, guys. Well, those are my quick fire questions, so I hope you guys enjoyed those.
Yeah, it was exciting. Hopefully everyone else enjoyed our half-knowledgeable answers.
Now, if you guys want, these are bets that we make all the time. Me and my wife, we make them every year for Super Bowl. So it's a little tradition you guys want to start doing too. Make it fun with your friends wherever you're at. Use it for bragging rights, you know, use it for money or for a drinking game or, you know, just for casual fun. But so far, that's our Super Bowl podcast. You guys have any questions or anything you want to talk about Super Bowl wise or anything wise?
Who do you think will have the funniest commercial?
That was the question I kept expecting on the quick fires.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't see them write anything about commercials.
See, for the longest time, the best commercials were always Budweiser.
Yeah, Budweiser.
Yeah.
But then Doritos.
The battle between Budweiser and Miller Lite, right?
I don't remember very many Miller Lite Coors commercials. Light. Coors Light, maybe?
It was Bud Light and Coors Light.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They had like an epic commercial one time where it was like the people. Was it the horses playing in the field with the football?
Mm-hmm.
Let's not forget Keystone.
Oh, yeah.
Forget who?
Yeah, let's forget about them.
But how could you forget about Keith Stone? That's the best. Those were the funniest. And anyways, go ahead.
See, I had totally forgotten about that until you said it, and I was like, Keith Stone, wait. Oh, yeah. Totally forgot about those commercials.
That's the first time they
good
had
job,
the...
Good job, Keystone.
They were great, though.
They were pretty good at the time.
I like the Doritos beer commercial. That was a good one. That was like 3 years ago. Remember that one at all?
Mm-mm.
It's for the guys...
The beer-flavored Doritos? Yeah. Yeah.
Like, all right, well, I'll try to go with the new flavor of Doritos. And I thought, well, I was at home drinking my beer. I'm like, what else do I like?
Oh,
he's like,
yeah.
I thought to myself, well, there it is, right there in my face. He's like, I give you Doritos beer. It's like every chip is equivalent to one full 16-ounce glass of a full-fledged beer. He's like, so what do you guys think? And he's just eating them away like, for samples. And they're like, this is truly a horrible idea. And he like, it shows back to him. He's like naked with a tie around his forehead. He's like, you don't know me.
That's right. oh, man. I love the commercials so much.
Yeah, they're going to be good.
So who do you think is going to have the best commercial? Going to you. No. You've had all these quick fires. You need to answer a question.
I'll say Doritos because of that one.
Tran.
Well, you know, they've been having all these like Budweiser like teaser trailers, like find out what happens on
but it doesn't tell you 2nd. Who it's coming from.
But well, and you know, that kind of makes me feel like it's gonna get like really hyped up but then be really lame.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're right. I think I'm gonna go with Doritos.
Oh, one thing I want to touch on afterwards, but go ahead and do your thing first.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like Doritos has had their time. I think that there's going to be somebody new who comes out this year. I don't know who it'll be. I think that there's going to be new person who's going to start doing awesome Super Bowl commercials this year.
I'm honestly wondering if it's going to actually fade away from like beer commercials and Doritos. Like maybe Sony's been doing a lot of things with PS4. They've been doing great advertisements. Maybe they're going to do something there.
That would be interesting to see a Sony ad at the Super Bowl. Because traditionally Microsoft has had more play on
especially big sports. Microsoft is... partner with NFL.
Oh yeah, exactly.
So I don't know, but it's also the networks that control the airtime.
True.
So it's gonna be interesting to see if we can see some battles out there between commercials.
I changed my answer. I'm gonna go with GoDaddy. No, I'm just kidding.
I was almost gonna say GoDaddy.
I have some friends that work there.
Hey, I have friends who work there too.
Knuckle bump.
Yes.
I don't. No. I'm not. That wasn't serious. I'm sticking with Doritos.
They have amazing holiday parties from right here. There's giveaway money. But anyway, Yeah, I think it's gonna be good. I can't wait to see the commercials. The only thing is that I'm gonna have to watch it on my antennas, my little bunny ears, my TV. We don't have TV. So we have our little antenna ears up top.
Where'd your TV go? You guys didn't bring it over?
What?
I didn't know that. I thought you still had TV.
Cable?
Yeah.
I've never had cable. I haven't had
cable. No, he relies entirely off of Hulu and Netflix.
I haven't had cable since my mom's house.
Since you left your mom's house. Okay.
Because I was like, that hey, are you going to have, are, do you think you have this channel so that we can watch the fight? It's like, no.
No, not like, unless it's on Hulu.
That's why I'm excited for HBO Go to come to PS3 so I can finally stop watching on my phone and iPad.
That makes sense. Okay.
Computer, but
I did not pay attention to that at all. Now I feel completely dumb.
Yeah, it's only been about 3 or 4 years.
But then again, we never come over to watch TV anyways.
So. Yeah, well, I mean, we have basic cables now. We watch the Olympics on that too, on our bunny ears. Mm-hmm. So we bust it out when there's a special event. A
special event.
All right, well, guys, the last thing I want to talk about is actually weird. This last thing is actually middle thing. It's halftime show. Mm. Let's think about Red Hot Chili Peppers with Bruno Mars.
I've never paid attention to the halftime shows.
Really?
That's the time to get up and eat.
And make more food.
Well, when we would all get together, that was when we'd go play epic games of ping pong.
And foosball.
And some foosball and just whatever. Because you get like 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, you had a pretty awesome man cave back then.
So, yeah, it was good times.
What about you, Tran? Bruno Mars or Hot Chili Peppers?
Boo.
Oh, man, why?
The Chili Peppers, at least, I'm sure they'll be fun. Mars, okay.
I'm a huge fan of Bruno Mars. He's amazing.
Just the way he is.
You know, they were onto a good thing.
Come on, Richard.
First of all, no one's beaten when U2 did it after 9/11. That was like really special. But they had this thing where they were doing like old rock bands, like they did Rolling Stones, they did Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and it was really like, yeah, that's kind of music that guys that watch football listen to. But now they're going back to the whole like Beyonce and
Beyonce was last year, I think.
Yeah, and then, well, you know, they stopped doing that because of the whole Janet Jackson and stuff, but now they're doing all the new music again. But
screenshot.
No, I don't. I'm not looking forward to it.
Really?
No.
I like Bruno Mars. I'm a big fan of his. But I like Chili Peppers.
Happy for you then.
But damn it! I was just gonna say something. What were you saying again? You said the word that like triggered something.
Bono, U2, no. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. That was a great halftime show, but people don't. I don't think as many people cared about that. But Beyonce?
No, I almost had something.
Rolling Stones?
And it's gone.
Oh, well, speaking of music, I was actually going to ask you guys if you watched the Emmys or the Grammys.
The Grammys? Nope. I haven't watched the Grammys in years.
Really?
Yeah.
That's no.
No?
I don't watch the Grammys.
Your bands don't go to the Grammys?
No, they don't, because they're not parts of the big machine, so no, I don't.
Okay. Well, never mind then.
Sorry.
I didn't watch it either, but I was watching some of the performances, and I think that's the most point. And joy is the performances, you know. Daft Punk won a lot of awards.
Yeah, good for them. That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, because they've been releasing records since like 97. And no one ever took them seriously until like now. It's it's kind of nice. Ever since that Tron came out.
Right?
You were like, wow, look at these guys.
Wow, these guys are amazing.
They're on DJ Hero. I want to meet these guys.
Man, what was the song? A song came on the other day, and I was like...
Around the World?
No. It's...
Television?
Maybe it was... It might have been Jukebox Hero came on, but like the words to DJ Hero came on, because that's like the way I remember the song for some reason. It was pretty cool. Maybe it was one of the mashups.
That
I don't remember.
One DJ.
I don't remember. I mean, it might not have been that song. There was some song that came on, and I was talking to Jess about it, and I was singing the words to the DJ Hero remix version, and it was awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of songs I hear too that like when I hear them, like I start singing the part that's the DJ Hero remix. I'm like, wait, and they ruined the song by playing the original. good times. But yeah. Daft Punk all the way up to DJ Hero and the Grammys.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Well, none of us watched that. We'll go ahead and skip that subject. All right, guys. Well, I mean, have you guys anything else to say about the Super Bowl and your plans and intent for this year?
No. I mean, I don't even know if I'll watch it this year.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't watch it last year.
Well, you're gonna miss the commercials then.
That's what the internet is for.
Jeez.
I can always catch
up. They always do like reviews of them.
Yeah. Afterwards. They rate them. It's a whole big to do.
All right, guys. Well, I mean, we've already given our 2 cents after a few minutes here of you guys listening to us. Almost 30 now.
One more question.
Sure.
One more question.
Go for
what
it.
Movie trailer do you think is going to be revealed during the Super Bowl that's going to be like awesome?
Sly Cooper.
Except that's already been revealed. Which looks weird. I don't know about that. A second one. I think that they're going to do... I think they'll try to put out a Superman-Batman one. Even if it's like very little
teaser
test stuff, I think that they're going to try to push something out for it. Just to try to build a pipe. Because they had to push back for a whole year on their release. I think that they're going to try to hype it.
That's good. That's good.
I think they're definitely going to do another Spider-Man one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but that's coming out in
They always do like a really patriotic movie, and they try to do a big patriotic commercial.
What's more patriotic than Captain America coming out?
I mean, they've also done like a lot of Spider-Mans in the past, so it's kind of like their territory for them.
I think they will do a new full-length Godzilla trailer, and I'm really looking forward to that.
That's a good choice.
Hope it's as good as the last one.
All Americans chew bubble gum.
No.
All right.
Get that out of my head.
Well, guys, this is your entertainment podcast of TearingTheHype.com. Please always visit us online or follow us on Twitter at TearingTheHype. We always have these great conversations, and I think Tran's not a special guest anymore, so congratulations there, bro.
Yay.
I'm honored.
Welcome to the big leagues.
I think we're turning back on the TMT broadcasting now. Yes. Love it. But anyway, guys, I mean, we also have a lot of things. If you missed our last show, the prediction show from 2013 to 2014, a lot of our predictions are on our website, so everything that we said from Tran, Matt, and Taryn, go ahead and look on the website and see if you agree with us. If you don't, you can make your own votes, and at the end of the year, we'll tally up and see who won. So a lot of fun things on there. Make sure you check out the website again for the NFL Super Bowl and make your bets there too. If you also want some more information about the bets that we talked about on the show, they're placed on the website as well, so you can actually see them and not have to worry about remembering or forgetting them. But guys, it's been a pleasure as always. You can follow us at TearingTheHype on Twitter. My name is Taryn Schliebe, and I'm at Augie272 with my partner in crime, Matt Marquez.
You can follow me at KrillinFlip337 on Twitter, and it's Krillin with a C.
And Trand.
Trand? Tran. It's Tran, and you can follow me at OverhandWriter.
The D and the and.
Or you can just follow things that my wife will tag me in. But yeah, absolutely.
Go wifey. We're actually going to try to collaborate. We need your guys' votes and views on the website to get all our significant others on this podcast.
Never going to happen.
Six-person collaboration.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
I hate to break it to you out there in Radio Land.
Hey, dreams.
It's a beautiful goal,
dreams
though.
Happen.
Just let it die.
All right, guys, well, go check out the website. We always appreciate your views and your comments. Let us know if you have any questions. You can always email us also at TearingTheHype@gmail.com. Always a pleasure. You guys have fun. Enjoy the Super Bowl, and we're out.